News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new poll from Ipsos has shown that Labour is maintaining its lead going into the final week of the UK general election campaign. And Lauren McKevitt, former UK government special advisor, joins us now this morning. Good morning to Lauren. Lots going on, obviously. Labour looked like they're going to stomp home. I mean, does anyone disagree with that at this stage?
I don't think anyone disagrees that Labour are on for a win. Where I think there is some disagreement is the size of the win. A lot of the MRP polls that have been coming out have been saying that they, you know, as an end result of the poll, that they predict, you know, I think the MRP poll that came out last night was about 76 Conservative seats. But when you dig into the figures a little deeper, they say that there are probably between 100 and 200 seats that are too close to call at this point. So they are making a final tally, but there are some that are on a knife edge. Okay. And I think from my campaigning, and I'm in Suffolk at the moment campaigning for a friend of mine, and that is more what it feels like, that this, if it comes down to the wire, is going to be within a percentage point in some of these constituencies. But I think, you know, we had a debate last night that probably won't have moved the dial very much. I don't think either leader performed spectacularly well over the other. And, you know, it comes after a huge number of people will have already voted by postal vote, so it might not make that much difference.
Sunak did come out fighting last night. There was some kind of commentary around it that, in fact, he had nothing left to lose, was the thing, and that was apparent in how he took on Keir Starmer. Things like tax and migration, are they the main issues for voters? They're certainly the ones that politicians are focusing on.
I think that tax should be a very big portion of this elections conversation. I don't think, I'm a former Conservative special advisor, so, you know, ideally I would like my party to do well, but I don't actually believe that either party of the main parties is being honest enough with the electorate about where the money's going to have to come from in the next 5 years. You know, we laid down colossal amounts of money during COVID, colossal amounts of public support for energy bills and cost of living issues during the energy crisis that the war in Ukraine provoked, it's going to have to be paid for. You've got Labour saying that they won't raise income tax, they won't raise VAT. You know, as a Conservative, I remember what we said in 2010, where we had a sort of flyer that said, yeah, I know that you'll get a VAT bombshell under Labour, you won't under the Conservatives. And we came in and the public finances were a disaster. The first thing we had to do was raise VAT. So you really box yourself into a corner by denying how many taxes you're going to raise completely refuse to raise. And I think Labour have backed themselves into a corner there.
One of the things that Sunak said last night, he appealed directly to voters not to surrender to Labour, to its tax rises, spiralling welfare bills, and to give up Britain's borders to Starmer. That kind of rhetoric, is it hitting home with anyone, do you think, now, that the fear that Labour will mismanage in some way?
I think that that's a very traditional Conservative line to take on Labour, that I think people would take from us better if they felt we were running the country better than we are. I think that's probably the kitchen sink end of the campaign. And to be honest, this campaign's been going on so long that I'm not sure anybody's listening to anybody anymore.
Okay. That's a very interesting analysis in itself. The Reform Party, obviously, if you were a betting woman, for example, Lauren, how do you think they're actually going to do in the end?
Honestly, it's quite difficult to tell because they're not like UKIP this time. UKIP was very much the European Union is terrible. You know, vote for us to say that you don't like the European Union. Reform is a much bigger concept than that, and therefore for this election, which is sort of their real first national show, they're much harder to quantify. Element. There are a lot of people who are protest voting for them. There are also a lot of Conservatives
mostly traditional Conservative voters, I would imagine.
Yes, but there are also a lot of Conservative voters I've met on the doorstep who are protest voting to the Green Party. And these are people who probably previously would have protest voted to the Lib Dems, but they're viewed as being too mainstream now, probably thanks to the coalition. So Reform are sort of an unquantifiable element at the moment. It's unclear whether or not they get any seats under our electoral system or whether or not they get five. But what I do know is, you know, I have a friend campaigning in Devon for his seat, and, you know, his local Reform candidate has been just an out and out racist about Rishi Sunak on his social media.
Okay.
There's a lot of these candidates who are really not very nice people. And I think that we, you know, if many of them do get elected, we're going to have a very unpleasant tone in Parliament for the next 5 years.
That is something I suppose no one would wish for, but it may be on its way. Lauren McKevitt, thank you very much for joining us. That is Lauren, their former UK government special advisor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.